The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
First and foremost, though, we want to talk about KBC, because just 2 months after Ulster Bank decided to leave the Irish market, KBC have gone into talks with Bank of Ireland about selling their loan book. It would leave just three high street banks in this market: Bank of Ireland, AIB and Permanent TSB. I see the former business journalist, now lecturer, Emmett Oliver, put together a great list online of the banks that Ireland have lost or are currently losing in the last decade or slightly more: Ulster Bank, EBS, Bank of Scotland Ireland, KBC Bank, Rabobank Ireland, Anglo-Irish Bank, ACC Bank, Irish Nationwide, Nationwide UK, the ICS Building Society, Danske Bank, First Active, and the list goes on. Now, some of those still exist in some form, but only as wholly owned subsidiaries of other banks. The long and the short of it is competition is dwindling on the Irish market. Piers Doherty is the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson. Piers, how concerned are you about that dwindling competition?
I'm very concerned. And, you know, for people out there, they say, well, you know, KBC are pulling out of the market, and what does it mean for me? Probably very little people are thinking about, and rightly so. If they have a mortgage with them, it will, if it goes ahead, it will transfer to Bank of Ireland. If they have deposits, that will transfer as well. Those that will be more worried will be those that have non-performing loans, of which there's quite a section of them in KBC. About nearly €1.5 billion of its loan book is non-performing or is impaired. That means that people aren't making the full amount of repayments. Maybe they're on interest only, or they have some type of arrangement over a period of time. And while that book is likely to be sold to a vulture fund, and a vulture will have to comply with the conditions of the arrangement, the temporary arrangement, the problem is when that time is up, these vultures don't offer the same suite of measures as the Main Street banks. But the biggest concern here I have is the fact that competition is seriously restricted now. That we've had Ulster Bank withdrawn from the market 2 months ago, and now KBC, and as you say, three lenders in the mortgage market, only two really in the commercial property market. And what the central bank told me earlier this year, when I was raising concerns about Ulster Bank, is that look, when this happens, when a bank withdraws from the market, it can put up pressure on interest rates. We're already the highest interest rates in Europe. And we don't definitely want them to be going up any further. So not only have we got, at that time, we didn't have an announcement from Ulster Bank that they were withdrawn. Now they have withdrawn, or they are withdrawn, and now we have KBC on the back of it. So this is very, very concerning, and I'm extremely disappointed, as I called it out this morning, that it appeared that this wasn't instigated by KBC, that KBC didn't, you know, decide to withdraw from the market. They were actually poached by Bank of Ireland. And I think that given the fact that Bank of Ireland exists today because it was bailed out by the Irish taxpayer, given the fact that, you know, that the minister on behalf of the Irish people is the biggest shareholder, even though it's just 15%, but okay, it is the biggest shareholder in the bank. Yeah. I think that while it may serve the commercial interests of Bank of Ireland, it definitely doesn't serve the interests of the state or consumers.
Explain to people listening why it matters that KBC maybe didn't approach Bank of Ireland before Bank of Ireland approached KBC.
Well, it does in the run of things, it doesn't matter, because it's now that they've made a decision, and they're planning to sell. That may not happen, you know, because there are different hurdles that have to go through in terms of competition. But why it matters is who approached who. So, like, when Ulster Bank decided they're going, one of the things we wanted to ensure is that the loan books were bought up by a Main Street retailer, a Main Street bank, and we wanted, in particular in Sinn Féin, them bought up by Permanent TSB, because Permanent TSB needs to get bigger so it can compete with AIB and Bank of Ireland and offer us better choices. So that's kind of happening behind the scenes, and hopefully that will play out. But see, KBC didn't decide to withdraw from the market. The CEO of KBC was on the media just 2 months ago after the Ulster Bank decision, saying that they're committed to the Irish market and so on. Now, it appears that they were going to carry out a review, but they hadn't made any decision to withdraw from Ireland. But it was Bank of Ireland that made an offer to them. And therefore, KBC's position is that they had a duty, a fiduciary duty, to consider that offer. And the offer is of such a nature that they've decided to actually to go down that route. Well, now, so... why that's important is this, you know, this is a bailed out bank. The state's intention, the government's intention, the part of the program for government, and what all of us want to see is we want to see more banks coming into the market to offer choices and to push down interest rates and prices and so on and so forth. But this is a state-owned, a state bailed out bank with a huge amount of capital, for over 4 billion euro that was put into, and it's poaching another competitor to actually reduce competition in the state, which will increase its profitability, but as the central bank says, will likely increase interest rates, which makes Bank of Ireland more profitable, but actually is a serious problem for every single one of us who are consumers.
What can the state do about it? Because you mentioned they were bailed out, or to a degree, not as much as some other banks. The state, as far as I know, and you might correct me, owns about 14% of Bank of Ireland, a lot less than they own, for example, of AIB. What can they do? What can Pascal Donoghue do?
Well, look, what we need to hear from Pascal Donoghue is, for example, under the framework agreement, what is the arrangement in relation to the purchase of KBC by Bank of Ireland? Does he have to be consulted? And many of these transactions, if they go above a certain limit, the framework agreement stipulates that there has to be consultation. Doesn't necessarily mean that that they have to agree with or they have to take on board his position, but they have to be consulted. And what, as shareholder, I would be saying, because this is what the government's intention is, the Bank of Ireland should not have made that approach, should not be trying to restrict competition within the state. And as a shareholder, yes, you know, the key thing that Bank of Ireland want to do, and like, it's a commercial entity, they want to make profit, but they also have to be cognizant of the fact that they exist today because of the Irish people bailed them out, and they also have to be conscious of the fact that there is a significant shareholder within that bank. Can Pascal Donoghue stop them doing what they're planning to do? No, we're not suggesting that there is a magic wand and anything like that there, but does he have influence? Of course he does. Of course the government have influence in this here, and I think that that's just it's a terrible situation, because we thought we were bad enough with Ulster Bank pulling out, but now that a state bailed out bank has basically, you know, has gobbled up another competitor, is not good for any of us. And as I said, the reason this isn't good is because it pushes up interest rates.
Yeah.
It doesn't allow for the type of competition we have in the market, and we end up paying for this.
I feel like in a way we've kind of gone back in time about 10 years, because there was an awful lot of conversation then, not long after all those banks were bailed out, about the future of the banking sector here. And there was talk of a state-owned bank, particularly for commercial lending, and an expanded role possibly for the credit unions or on post, or the credit unions and on post together to get involved in mortgage lending. I mean, are we back there?
Yeah, well, look, you know, we've had this kind of circular debate in terms of the credit unions, which the credit unions have their own challenges because of the amount of deposits that they have on book, and they have to place those deposits with the banks. That's the requirements, and then the banks charge them for having those deposits on account with the main street banks. And what the credit unions want to do is they want to actually lend money to the state so that they can build social housing, and that's been going on for years, and the government still haven't created the avenue or the vehicles for that to happen. There is an argument for type of community banks. It's something that we would support, and there was a study carried out by the minister or the department in relation to that last year. But I think what's crucial now, and what we've been calling for some time, and the Financial Services Union, the union that represents workers in financial institutions, have been calling for, is a forum on the future of banking. And that's more crucial than ever. The government are saying, yes, that can happen, but the Department of Finance and the central bank shouldn't be part of it. The central bank are saying, yes, no, we want to be part of it. And we're saying, look, if you have any forum without the two main players, then forget about it. Like, it's just a talking shop. And there's serious questions and discussions that have to take place, because, look, things are changing. We all know that. People are using online more, you know, people are using Revolut and PayPal to make payments. You know, it's not the old way that we deal with banking, but there is also, so we have to have that type of conversation in terms of how banking is going. But we also have to have a conversation about the impact of the financial crash, because, like, a lot of what you're seeing, particularly with Ulster Bank, The reason Ulster Bank has withdrawn from the Irish market is because of the light touch regulation from the Fianna Fáil era when the banks crashed. And as a result of that crash over a decade ago, we are still feeling the impacts today. And why am I saying that? Because the banks today, even a decade on, have to hold more capital against all of their lending. So that means what you're seeing in the list that you wrote, listed off, basically the only banks that we really have anymore that are lending are Irish banks.
Yeah.
All the international banks have withdrawn, because for every million that they lend in Belgium, like KBC, or in London, they can make more return than they can in Ireland because of the rules, which take in the fact that our banks crashed at that time. And there is a question.
We can't go back though and uncrash the banks. Do you think we should relax the rules?
No, there is, well, as a member of the Finance Committee, we have asked for the Central Bank to give us an assessment in relation to not the rules, but actually the reference period in which the rules are calculated for. So the question now arises is the amount of capital that the banks have to hold is based upon a period in the past, which is appropriate, but that period takes in a large portion of the crash. So the question is when will that not be the case? When will, like, the last good times of lending, when there is proper lending and not the reckless type that went on?
People will be kind of trying to clear out their ears and think, is that Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin saying that we need to change the rules so the banks can realise more profit?
No, that's not what it's about. What we need what we need is a competitive banking market. And if we want just a situation where the only banks that operate in the state are actually the ones that are state owned, then that's the way it's going to be. But we need the banking environment here is profitable. The fact that Bank of Ireland, in the middle of a pandemic, made a profit in the second half of the year shows it is profitable. There are major issues in terms of banking that we want changed, tax. For example, Bank of Ireland isn't going to pay any tax on their profits for the next decade, and EIB for nearly two decades. So all of that needs to be changed in terms of banks. But of course banks should be profitable. There is absolutely no doubt about it. But what we do need is we need a proper assessment as to what is going to happen with those rules. Now, the reference period is going to change at some point in time, because in 20 years' time, we're still not going to be looking back at the crash. And what we need to give is a bit of signal in what is actually going to happen in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years in terms of Ireland, in which the reference periods, which would allow possibly for other competitors to come into to the market. But there's no doubt about it. We are in a very, very bad situation as a result of the decisions over the last 2 months.
Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, TD as well for Donegal, of course. Piers, thanks many for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder. Plenty of people are getting in touch, 53106, about...